Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press. Today, Thursday, April 4th, 2024. On the Trump docket, everyone's covering the New York, well, we're going to be covering it, the New York criminal trial in front of Judge Marchand, jury selection, April 15th. But we're also covering the civil docket, in which Arlene Delgado sued the Trump campaign for termination, but she's gotten some depositions. Until May 7th, she had to depose Bannon if he chooses to respond. He has not. But also Don McGahn and others, Kellyanne Conway. So you can find that on Inner City Press. You can also find Robert Menendez. He was opposing disclosing his Foreign Agent Registration Act defenses, but Judge Stein, Sidney Stein, has said that if the U.S. tells him, kind of like a bill of particulars, tells him what their specific charges are about Egypt by April 5th, then he's got to disclose back to them or to the world, not clear, his defenses. So that trial is going to be May 6th. They may conflict, but the courthouses are only a few short blocks away. So I think we can cover it. Now, on the crypto thing, we're going to go criminal because Irina Dilpinska, sort of the right-hand woman to Ruja Ignatova, the missing crypto queen, missing or dead, a little unclear. She was finally sentenced yesterday and got 4 years. It's not the 20 that Greenwood got, but it is a lot more than Armenta got. Well, who knows? Armenta is trying to get out of jail. We're covering that as well. You can find all of that and more on Inner City Press. Now, the UN, we asked them, as mentioned, about this corruption case involving the daughter of Engeso of the Republic of Congo in Brazzaville. What do they say? Guterres has partied down with them. And it turns out, a bunch of thieves, even according to DOJ, which usually tries to be pretty diplomatic about things. We're going to have more on that. And we're going to continue to push to enter the UN to ask directly, because nobody else asks that. It's a one-issue shop now, virtue signaling by the East River. Okay, Inner City Press, to be continued.